You are witnesses of these things. I've been reading this book called Learning How to See by an author called Brian McCarron, and he has a corresponding podcast that I've been listening to with it. And each series, he brings up sort of new ways in which to break open learning how to see, if you would. The latest episode is particularly powerful. He is interviewing a guy called Garrett Higgins. He's a fairly renowned peace activist in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, in the area of reconciliation and bringing people together after many years of troubled violence. And anyway, it's around basically the mythical story of seven stories with which we tell ourselves as humanity, and that we live these stories at. It's really powerful. I want to highlight the seven and then come back and talk through two of them for you, because I think it's really powerful and applies to what we do. The first story is a story of domination, whether it's an individual or a group that dominates another individual or another group. The story of domination has pervaded throughout all of human history from the beginning, and it seems to continue to pervade. Power and authority, authoritarianism, all of that, power and might. But then the second story is a story of revolution, or it might be called revenge or retaliation. So when the people get fed up of being ruled by authority, or is there revolt? And so they demand back their freedom. But what ends up typically happening is that's just another version of domination. Is somebody else, another group dominates, and then do the exact same atrocities and things in its own name. But then there's another story that we tell ourselves, or we live out. It's called the purification story. Is that if we could just do things right, if we say and do the right thing, then everything's going to be all right. So we have this, and that's a very religious version of the story. We talk a lot of religious story, that if we do it right, everything's going to be all right. And of course, that's not quite the way life works. But then there's the isolation stories. The fourth story is the isolation story, is that if we could get rid of all those people who don't do it right, we isolate ourselves. So the sort of tribal is there the problem. So we'll isolate and we'll, so it's a combination of the purification story, and we do things our way and get rid of them, then we have that. But of course, that doesn't work either. No matter how much you isolate, it isn't a story for all of humanity. Then comes the fifth story is that of accumulation. If I have the right stuff, or I have more of the right stuff, then everything's going to be all right. And we just accumulate different things, different stuff, hoping and believing that if we have the right stuff, whether that be stuff or knowledge, then everything's going to be all right if we do it that way. And then the final story, the sixth story, is that of victimhood. And you can choose any of the previous five and find out if you're a victim to whatever group that you live that story of being the victim and being oppressed by that. And then comes the last, and the seventh story is, of course, the story of Christianity, the story of Jesus coming with God's message, God's story, which is that of love. And that's the love story. And it rejects all six of the previous stories and says, this is the story we live. Now, why do I bring that up? It's because, you see, what we tell, whatever stories we tell, we tend to live, right? And so part of what we do here is the Easter season is we tell the story of the, you know, we read from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. So that's the story of the Holy Spirit, the post-resurrection story. And it's a story about how God's Spirit is active in the world here and now. And we are called to participate and cooperate with that story of the Holy Spirit. And then the book of John, the letters of John, we read in the second reading for all of them this year. And that's the book, if you would, it's a story of love. Is that John's is famous, is beloved, written in the beloved apostle's name. And it's all about God as love, and we're called to be love to one another. And that's how we're called to bring that story alive. So the challenge, so the thing about it is we gather every Sunday to tell the story. You see? And sometimes I fear is that we don't really, I'm not sure we're convinced about the story we tell. See, I'm going to quote Garrett Higgins in his accent, because I love the Northern Ireland accent. But I want, out of respect for him, because he says it beautifully. He says, if we want a different story, we're going to have to tell a different story. And if we're going to tell a different story, then we're going to have to live a different story. Because if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to live the same story, and you're going to always get the same end. So if you want a different story, then you better start living a different story. But it starts with telling a different story. So what's the story you tell yourself? Because that's the one you live. And I think it's so true. Like, what is the story we tell ourselves? Because that's the story we end up living in our own lives. So that's the question we come every Sunday. I mean, we know we tell the story of love here at this table. But I'm not sure we're convinced by it. Because we often go out there and we don't live it. And that's what the letter of John says today. He says, you can't, and that's what he says. He says, you can't be out there living a different story than what we're claiming to be. Then you're not really a disciple of Jesus. That's what Paul, that's what John constantly says in his letter. And so the question then for us is, what is the story we're telling ourselves? Because that's the story we end up living. Is it that a domination that we have to be on top? Or is it a story of revolution or revenge? Because ultimately that becomes a second story of domination. It's just a different group dominating. And then comes the other stories which we slip in at. If I do everything right, then God's going to be on my side. And if you're not doing anything right, then God can't be on your side. Or if you're not got God on your side, you must not be doing it right. So you're one of them. Or is it the story of isolation? I mean, if we could just keep all of those people out, then we'll be fine. We keep those people out. Depends what those are. If it's LGBTQ or married and divorced, or whether it's the Republican or the Democrat, you name the group, you name the tribe. If we just keep them out, then we'll be fine. You can see how the story gets told. And then, of course, the accumulation story, which we've taken hook, line, and sinker in Silicon Valley. The more is better. The bigger is better. And the more I have, the bigger and better I am. And we know how false that story is. That's not really the story we believe in at all, but yet we continue to live it. You see how foolish we are? See how quickly we fall into it ourselves? And then there's the story, which of course is victimhood, which is taken up by lots of groups, and they live out the story that's poor me. And we live that story. And yet the story we claim here every Sunday is the story of love. It's a story that we're going to baptize a child into. But the question I have is, do we really believe it? Because we have to live the story. But we have to learn how to tell the story where justice and compassion is at the center of the story we tell. And then we must live it in our daily life with every little interaction with our children, with our parents, with our grandparents and our bigger family, but also with every stranger we meet, and especially those who are not part of our tribe, whether that be non-Catholic or that be non-Republican or non-Democrat or whatever tribe we think we belong to, whatever we have isolated ourselves into, whether it's we listen to Fox News or CNN or whatever the different tribes are. It's we've got to find a way to believe in the gospel, because that's the message that we claim. That's what we say when we're baptized. That's what we claim to. The question is, are we willing to live it? But we first have to learn to tell it and tell it honestly. And then we have to become what we receive. That's what we're going to do when we receive the communion. At the end of Mass, we're going to say amen. And what we're saying amen to is we become what we receive. in the breaking of the bread, we claim to become what we receive. We promise to become the story alive today. You see, the Gospels are right. We are witnesses of these things. But do we have the courage to live the story? Have we got the courage to tell the right story and not buy into the six false stories and stay focused on the one true story, the story of Jesus' love, God's love for us that transforms everything? So today, let's claim our story. Let's tell our story. Let's live our story, the story of love.